Good morning. As we enter this sacred space, I ask that we put away the pressures of the world that ask us to perform and take up masks and put on brave fronts. I ask that we might try to silence the voices that ask us to be perfect. This here, this space, may we find a loving community of compassion and welcome. And a special welcome to all of you today, especially if you're visiting with us. We're glad that you are here. Also, just wanted to make note right away while I'm thinking of it, we printed off some extra copies of our monthly newsletter, and we're going to do that moving forward because traditionally we just have a few copies and you can find it in an email, but we don't have everybody's email. We'd love to get your email so we can spam you. No, we won't spam you. But we would love to get your email too, so you can be up to date on things that might come out during the week also. There's just one mistake. I don't know why, but I thought the book group was Tuesday, but it's not. It's Wednesday at 12:30. We'll meet in the church library. You can see me about that if you're interested. And session will meet this Wednesday evening. I don't think there are any other announcements. Is there anything I'm missing? Oh, and I really want to give thanks to the kitchen cleaners. Oh my goodness gracious. I don't know how, there must have been 1,000 of you or just a couple of you, but it was amazing, amazingly well done. Can we give them a hand? Everybody who came out on Monday, clean that kitchen. Amazing. I knew there was one thing. I'm walking in, I'm like, don't forget, because amazing. Well, let us join together in our call to worship, and you can find that on the screen or printed in your bulletin. Come, beloved of God, to remember who you are and whose you are. God in Christ has named us all beloved. Yes, here and now, God's heaven of love is being poured out anew.
May this motion of the Holy One shape our hearts and minds.
May it brighten in the epiphany light in us and the whole creation.
And may it shape our words and work into good news for the world.
Amen. And I invite you to rise in body or spirit as we sing our opening hymn, number 482, Baptized in Water.
Thank you.
Please pray with me. Loving God, let me enter again your baptismal river of grace. Let it soak every stain attached to the fabric of my life and longings. Yes, Holy One, submerge me in you again and again and again. Cleanse every distracting impulse, luring me away from you whom I heart's deepest desire. Let no urgency be more important than your forgiving love, always transforming. Today, help me choose you above temptation that lures me to worship lesser things. By this of you, forgive me, renew me, and grant me the grace promised by you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Beloved, the truth is that before we think to turn to God, God already has turned to us in love. The saturating grace of God is trustworthy and true. Our prayers of transformation have been met with God's outpouring of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Let us say together what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. And let us offer to one another some sign of Christ's peace. Peace and love.
Small. guy behind me is wearing the colors. You notice it? I wore the colors last week, but I decided I'd look like a preacher this week and put on a spur coat. Did you see the newspaper about the Catholic priest who was sprinkling holy water into the end zone? Don't tell me there's no God. I mean, he sprinkled it, and the field goal was missed, and the Steelers won. And so we know that prayer works. I understand that people that don't even believe in God were praying. And so miracles all around us. I didn't get to see the game. I didn't have the right channel. Did you? You didn't either. Do we have the right channel tomorrow? It's good that we can get it. Okay. All right. Well, we're good. Wonderful. God bless you, all of you who've gathered here. How many of you remember Dr. David Wood when he was here, his interim? David and I are golf partners. We play golf not in the winter, but in the good weather. We play golf every week at least once. And David has retired. He's had a couple little churches for the last several years up north, Tarentum and West Deer. And so he has finally retired. And so I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if he heard from you that know and love him to give him congratulations? So I've got a card, and it says, congrats on your retirement. Well done, good and faithful servant. I'm going to put this on the table. In the back, there's some extra paper in case you need space. And even if you don't know him, tell him you give your blessing and your congratulations to him after many years of ministry. He's got a great testimony. He's probably shared that with you. Every time we play golf, he shares it with me. And David, you've told me that already. So he forgets. We're going to gather now for a moment of prayer, and there are two prayer requests that I would like to share with you. This is from Mike Love. The first is a prayer request for his son, Justin, who lives in Idaho, and he had an accident and broke leg and foot in four different places, possible surgery ahead. And so, Mike, our prayers are with you, with your family, with your son, Justin, for whatever lies ahead. And then also for Mike, he has a nephew, John Luke, young man, who has been in a drug addiction for a number of years. And he's finally taken the first step to get out of that and be free of it. And so Mike requests prayers for his nephew, John Luke. Please remember these two people. I'm going to have a moment of silence as we begin our prayer. Raise your hand if you'll be willing to share a prayer, a moment, for these two that I've mentioned. Will you keep them in your heart this morning? Thank you. So, let us join our lives and our hearts as one as we pray. Oh God, may your strength and healing and peace be with Justin as he faces possible surgery, with John Luke, who begins a new chapter of his life to walk toward strength and healing. We join our hearts, our voices in prayers for these two young men and pray your great blessing upon both of them. Oh God, we gather in your name and in the place that you have provided for us to be your worshiping congregation today. We remember how Jesus entered the river on this day, how he gave himself to John's baptism, how the heavens were opened, the Spirit descended, and your voice spoke, "This is my beloved." We gather to worship you because you break through the barriers and the difficulties, and you speak into our deepest darkness, and you bring to life what was dead and lost and discarded. Oh God, how we celebrate and sing our praises to you, a God of new beginnings. So we come to you in these early days of this new year. We seek your direction, that we would walk through this year according to your call and your design and your purpose in each of our lives. Give us the new beginnings that we need, that we so desperately yearn for. We remember Jesus at the Jordan River, the water deep, the sky opening, your Spirit descending like a gentle dove, your voice declaring love and purpose. We give you thanks for that image, that memory, that event, because you call us the same way, offering to us the water of new beginning, offering to us courage for a life of obedience, strength for this journey that we call life. And so take us as we are today. Claim us once again. Strengthen us, because we're not able to walk this journey on our own strength. We need one another gathered around us. And we need your Spirit to renew us and give us new beginnings. Oh God, help us to desire your presence and your will. Cleanse us and forgive us of all of those decisions and all of those times of forgetfulness where we have forgotten who we are, where we've acted in ways that we hardly recognize to be us, that we have lost our way over and over, and yet we are not lost because you have been faithful to claim us again and again and again. Claim us today again. Nourish us by scripture and proclamation and the singing of hymns and the love that surrounds us with those near us in this place. We give you our lives because we belong to no other. And we ask that you would give us your blessing as we remember to pray in the pattern and in the words that Jesus taught, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. And I invite us to stand, rise in body or spirit, and sing hymn number 163, Wild and Lone, the Prophet's Voice. Seated, and would our ushers come forward to collect this morning's tithes and offerings. Thank you.
and all good things, and we take a portion of what we have been given and return it so that it may be used for the good of all your creation. Amen.
Good morning. This morning's scripture is from Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw God's Spirit descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is a reading.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. About 5 years ago, when I was just filling pulpits on Sunday mornings, and when I didn't have anywhere to go, the church that I always went to was East Liberty Presbyterian Church. I was a faithful member of one of the adult Sunday school classes there, but I didn't know a lot of people, but I did know about Anne. Okay, everybody had a story about Anne. A nice story. I mean, they loved Anne. They still do. I knew that she taught another adult Sunday school class. And the other thing that I'd heard about her was that she really had the gift of persuasion. She was the person you definitely wanted on the nominating committee. She was the person who could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman wearing white gloves. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you know somebody like that. And so she called me one day, and as soon as I picked up the phone and found that it was this Anne from East Liberty, I knew that probably by the end of the conversation, I'd be saying yes to whatever she was going to ask. That was expected. And fortunately, all she wanted me to do was speak 1 week to her Sunday school class about what it was like to be a chaplain at a personal care home. Just like expected, I said yes, and it was quite the honor. But what happened next in the conversation was not expected. Because I think Anne was a little unhappy that she didn't know who I was exactly. And so she started asking questions. She said, "You know, I don't know you, but I've heard about you from others. Ing is your name, right?" I said, "Oh yeah, that's my name. It's Ingrid, but everybody calls me Ing." And she was quiet, and then there was this relieved sound, and she said, "Oh, I know you. You are Bill Ang's wife." I'm not actually, but she just went on, and she said, "Yes, I know you. You're married to Bill. He's the guy who's always at the shelter on Sunday mornings with Cooperative Ministry. Oh, I know. I can picture you right now. I don't think we've introduced, but I've seen you." And I said, "No, you know what? My name's Ingrid Caulthall." No, I know you. I thought I would know you. You know, Bill, he is a great man. And how does he get up every Sunday like that? Do you go with him?" I didn't know what to say at this point. And she said, "Yes, I knew it was you. So then that's great. It'll be the second Sunday in April, 9:45. And say hi to Bill for me. Have him come to class too." And after we hung up, I have to say there was more than a small part of me that was thinking, maybe I am Bill Ang's wife. I don't know. I because some voices are so persuasive, and it might be the speaker's eloquence. Sometimes it's even just their accent. I mean, if somebody has a great Irish accent and reads to me the phone book, I think that's poetry. And so I wonder, we won't know until we get there, but have you ever wondered what the voice of Jesus was like? I mean, it could have been like Foghorn Leghorn or Elmer Fudd, but for me, I guess I've always assumed it's a rich, full, tender, gentle, like a Morgan Freeman, I guess. Calm, confident, but warm and assuring. Now, last week, if you attended any church that follows the common lectionary, the story came that Jesus was 2 years old. But this week, the lectionary brings us forward decades. Jesus is an adult, and this is his baptism. He and his cousin John, all grown up, John's fully working now. And John's out on the job, and he's down at the Jordan River. And there's perhaps a line of people, all of these people who have a desire to be cleansed from their sins, their wrongdoings. There they are, sinners in line. And here comes Jesus. And he takes his place in line. And when he gets to John, I imagine John gave a double take because we know what Lynn read. He says, Jesus, what? This is a purification ritual. John knows that Jesus doesn't need to be made pure. It doesn't make any sense. It's like Mr. Rogers going to anger management. Jesus, you're mistaken. You should be baptizing me. I can't baptize you. You don't need to be here. But Jesus, in a persuasive way, might have said more, but he says, no, you need to baptize me, John. This is the righteous path. And so John, persuaded, didn't hesitate. He baptized him. And if John still had a little misgiving about whether this was right or not, he must have been blown away by what happened next. Because as the story tells it, like Lynn read for us, the heavens open, the Spirit descends like a dove, a voice proclaims, this is my Son, the Beloved. I am well pleased. And I wonder what the voice of God sounds like. For me, just a little bit scarier, a little bit more authoritative, maybe like Dame Judi Dench or James Earl Jones. But Matthew's gospel tells us that this heavenly voice spoke to those around Jesus, saying, right here, this is my Son, I am well pleased with him. Now, the thing is that the three Gospels, the synoptic ones, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all have some story about this event, and they have differences. Each one has something that we can learn from. For example, in Luke's story, God is speaking right to Jesus. He says, you are my Son. And it might seem like a little thing, but I want to highlight this difference here this week, because the voice from above speaks directly to the crowd, speaks to you and to me. This is my Son, and he is beloved, and I am pleased with him. Is that significant? Is that a big deal? I think it is. Because at this point in Jesus' life, he hasn't done a heck of a lot that was ink-worthy. We don't have any stories about him healing anybody or telling a story even or standing up to empire. He hasn't driven out any demons. You know, look at his cousin. His cousin's already been working. There's been stories written down and passed down about him. Jesus hasn't really done anything yet notable, and yet God is already pleased with him, and he is beloved. Now, there might have been other voices in Jesus' ear comparing the cousins. Look at John. He's out there. He's working. Why can't you be more like your cousin? They might have been telling him that he needed to do something to gain their favor or achieve something to be worthy of love. But God says, not true. My son is beloved now. And so if we who are baptized into Christ, God is saying the same thing over us. Lee, you are my beloved. Patty, with you, I am well pleased. Now, I've never heard God's voice speaking out loud, this or anything else. I've never heard God say, you are beloved. But I've heard echoes of it from you. From people who have reminded me of my worth apart from what I do. And I hope, I truly hope and I pray that you have heard those voices too. And that you can forget about those voices that told you weren't enough. And you can forget about those voices that wounded you and the voices that tried to give you a name that was wrong. And I pray that we can hear those affirming voices and be the voice of God for one another. It's always the right time to repeat what God said at Jesus' baptism and what God has been saying to each of us since the day we were born. You are beloved. You are worthy. And I am well pleased. Now, this is a short passage, but it's a rich one. And so next week, I'd like to do something a little Baptist, maybe a little wacky. I'd like to stray from the lectionary. And we're going to linger just a little longer with this passage and think about another question that it raises. Not what it says about what God says about Jesus, but why did Jesus step into that water at all? Why the beloved chooses to stand right here with all of us. But if we take anything away from today, even if Anne from East Liberty tells you that you are loved by God, you are beloved, you are so pleasing to me, precious one. That is true. But if she tries to tell you that you're Bill Ang's spouse, Bill Ang has a wonderful spouse, and she's very understanding, but I don't think she would appreciate it. So, yeah. Now, as we conclude our service this morning, we are going to get Baptist again. I'm going to issue an invitation that we used to do every week. And so if today is the day that you've made any big decision that you'd like to share, maybe today's the day that you want to learn more about God's great love, or today's the day that you might just need a little extra prayer, or today might be the day that you've decided, you know what, these people at Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church, I want to officially become a member. That would be a first step, a wonderful step in the membership process too. And so I'm going to stand down here and Pastor's going to stand with me and we're going to sing our closing hymn, verses 1 and 4 of number 297. And we'd love to have you come down and just sing with us and we'll give you the mic. No, we won't give you the mic. No. Amen. Let us rise in body or spirit and sing together.
Thank you.
pray this night and throughout all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.